upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Sisterhood Tea Party. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Stephanie. Grab your tea or beverage of choice, get cozy, and let's spill it all.
Before we dive into today's topic, all about aligning your life with your values, let's kick things off with what's top of mind. Stephanie, kick us off.
Yes. So I have been working on how to be more intentional in all of my actions and make sure that pretty much reflects who I am to a core. I actually purchased, have you heard of like the 5-minute journal before?
I have not. No.
Okay. So I've seen it a few times like on social media and I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to do this. So this 5-minute journal, it's a way for me to practice gratitude more and improve my overall well-being. So I've been really intentional about writing things down in it, like reflecting on my day. And it's truly been a game changer. I use it like right when I wake up. So I wake up, get ready for the gym, and then I'll sit with it for 5 minutes and do it before I head out for the day. So in addition to that, I've also been focusing on prioritizing my health and wellness. So again, going to the gym, eating better, all of those things, spending quality time with family and friends, trying to plan more trips to see family more often and get together with my friends, be more intentional about seeing them. So we have set hangouts and like making sure we're scheduling on the calendar and just prioritizing that and then restructuring my daily routine to be more aligned with what I've got going on.
I love that so much because it's so easy for life to just kind of get away from you. And then you have to be like, no. Like, where am I focusing? What is my intention? So I'm so happy for you that you're like,
yes,
doing all of that. I think for me, like, I don't know if I've gotten to the action state yet that you're in. And now I'm like thinking about what to do next. But for me, I've been thinking a lot more about my why. So like, why do I do the things I do? Why do I work hard? And for a while now, it's been about wanting to work for myself and have more freedom as like my own business owner and my own content creator and things like that. But as I've been digging into it more and more, I'm realizing that it's deeper than that. And I'm doing this for not just like myself, but like for little me and for other little me's out there. Like, I want to make younger me proud, yes, but I also want other people who were like me or are like me now to see that what may seem impossible is possible. Like, you know, what I've built for myself now, what I am building, like, I'm not so unique that like other people can't do that too. And I want other people to feel inspired by that. And so like, I don't know, I'm just kind of trying to use that for more motivation, especially in days where like, maybe it's harder to show up for myself. It's not just me that I'm doing this for, but it's like the people who are looking at me for inspiration or who might see themselves in me. And so I've just been trying to channel that a lot more and think about that a lot more, because I think it's important to do things beyond just for yourself.
I totally agree. I really do love that because I feel like that's setting you up for success in the future and aligning yourself with your best self. I think I've been seeing you on social media now, aligning yourself with your best self, your higher self, and like what they would do. And I feel this is like a perfect way to break down, okay, like what is your why? And then leaning into how can you achieve each of those steps to become that version of yourself that you're wanting to be. I think it's amazing. I love it.
Thanks, girl. Yeah. And I know I talked about it on the last episode too, of like, it's not even me becoming that person. It's like, I am that person. Like, that is who I am. And other people are looking to me because other people are expecting me that person. So like, you know, I don't want to let anyone else down. I want to,
Girl, you're not letting anybody down. You will not be letting anybody down. Again, remember, positive. You're not letting anybody down. Lean into that. Yes.
Leaning in.
I love it. I love it. But as you know, everybody, we love to share our top of mind thoughts with you all. So we're going to dive into the real tea about why we're here, how to align your life with your values.
Yes. So to begin, let's think about what brings you the most joy and fulfillment in life. What activities make you feel alive and purposeful? Consider times when you felt proud or decisions that made you feel really good about what you were doing. And like, try to think about what are the common things. Because if you can identify those things, you can start to identify Like, those are probably your core values. Those moments that brought you joy, that brought you fulfillment, that you were really, really proud of. There's probably some common theme about that, whether it's centered around family or creativity or honesty or personal development. There is some through line there that really has to do with you yourself. So for example, if family is a core value, like you were talking about at the beginning, prioritizing quality time with loved ones, if health is really important, making conscious choices to care for your body, like whatever that thing is, it will help you then to lean in and just like really live by that day to day.
Yes, exactly. And journaling can help clarify this, right? So being able to open up your journal and be able to write about those experiences that made you feel the most connected to yourself. I feel like being honest with yourself and sitting down and reflecting in those experiences can help with this. So there's a few prompts that I was able to see online. I wanted to share some of those with y'all so it can kind of guide you in that self-reflection process. So one, what moments in my life have made me feel deeply fulfilled? I feel like that's a powerful one to start with because it really, you have to sit with yourself, be like, wow, what are these moments that have defined me? What made me feel like, yes, this is fulfilling something that I have wanted to work towards. Another one, when have I felt the most proud of myself? It forces you to think of all the good that you've done, things that you've accomplished, things that you are truly proud of and things that you've worked towards. And then another one is, if I had unlimited time and resources, how would I spend my life? And I'm like, ooh, that's a good one too. If I had unlimited time and resources, how would I be able to spend my life? Would I be fulfilling? Am I traveling? Am I working towards like a side hustle? Whatever it is, being able to go through these prompts will kind of ignite something and figuring out what makes the most sense for you.
I love.
Yes.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I love that one so much because I feel like this is what often inspires me to work on the podcast and work on my content creation. Cause I'm like, you know, is this the 9 to 5 that's paying all my bills right now? No, but like, I love doing it. It's so fun. And like in an ideal world, that would be the thing that I get to do all the time. And so, oh, I love that. It's like, if you had unlimited time and resources, what would you do? I really think that's like so big.
I agree. And it's so funny because with this podcast, I always used to tell people, oh, I'm not really a creative. I'm not this, I'm not that when it came to like doing things. But like, I'm literally sitting here on a podcast that we're co-hosting and I'm able to talk about these different topics. I'm, you know, working on our social media and putting things out there. And I'm like, I am a creative. Not to mention every once in a while, you know, I'll be posting on TikTok. You know what I mean? Like I'll post some things every once in a while. So like, I am, this is fun for me. It gives me a space where I can kind of break away from our normal 9 to 5 and tap into our creative outlet. This is how I would love to spend my time if it was completely unlimited. So when you've assessed all of these different things, notice if, you know, certain values stand out. It could be connection, it could be learning, it could be community, it could be a bunch of different things, your creativity, like I just talked about. So if any of those resonate with you, tap into that because this process will lead you to be more clear on what matters and act as your foundation.
Yes. And so once you've really honed in on that, answered those prompts, really identified what those key values are, the next question then becomes like, how do we actually live them out day to day? That brings us to our next part, which is just how do you prioritize what matters most?
Yes. Ask yourself, are your daily decisions reflecting what's important to you?
So for example, if one of your core values is balance, but you're constantly overcommitting to work or you're skipping self-care, that is something to reconsider and think about making changes. Like start making choices that reflect the life you actually want and not what others expect of you. So your ideal self does this. Why aren't you?
That's such a good point. And again, I think about that. Yes, I like balance because I feel like as you said that, I was like, oh, that sounds like me. I'd be like, ooh, I'd be doing too much. I'm like, let's reel it back. It's okay to say no. We talked about this earlier too, but I completely agree. And remember, friends, small shifts can lead to bigger changes. So for example, if you are valuing creativity, like we mentioned earlier, but you haven't really had time to pursue it, start by carving out like 10 minutes a day or something to explore something creative, whether it's like writing or painting or something. I mean, that's literally me. Being creative, I'm like, okay, I'm going to set a timer. And I do this during the day because I think it's a good way for me to break up the day and be productive and on both ends. So as an example, this morning, I carved out a solid 30 minutes before I started the workday, and I worked on the podcast. I was like, all right, I'm going to make sure that things are getting taken care of, making sure we have things for our giveaways, making sure we have things for, you know, our upcoming episodes, and made sure everything was aligned before diving in today. And it made a huge difference.
Okay. One shout out to your graphics. Have y'all been seeing our graphics improvement? Our rebrand? That is all Stephanie. So she has been on her creative vibe. Also on that note where you said, setting an alarm or like a timer for, I just recently discovered, literally a couple days ago, brown noise. I don't know if you've ever heard of
this. No, I've heard of white noise and pink noise, but I don't know brown noise.
I just came across TikTok about brown noise, and then everyone was talking about the other ones. I mean, it's just like a, like, I don't know, like a hum in the background. So I found a YouTube video that's like ad-free 10 hours, and I've been putting that on in the morning, and then I'm like, oh my God, I just got so much done. So I'm
brown
about that.
Well, I want to know the differences. Do you know?
Probably some different frequency. I don't know.
I was going to say, they're probably the frequencies. I was like, do they sound the same?
It's a little different because I looked up pink noise and brown noise, and I was like, I'm going to try the brown noise one, but
it's
probably similar things.
Low key, but I'm definitely going to try it tomorrow.
Do it. Let me know how it is.
Of course.
I mean, at the end of the day, whether we're like coming up with these little tricks or what it is, but like, it really comes down to like prioritizing, right? Like, don't be afraid to say no to things that don't serve your values and really prioritize those things that do. Like, saying no really is a form of self-care. We've talked about that. It's boundaries. And it really helps you to align more closely with what's most important to you.
Yes, agreed. So now that you've prioritized, you've done all of these things we've talked about, the next step is to make sure that your choices actually reflect those values. It has to be aligned. So let's dive a little bit more into that.
Yes. So once your values are clear, it's essential to make those intentional choices based on them. So this might mean making small but meaningful changes in your daily life, like setting aside time for personal development if growth is really important to you, connecting with the loved ones more frequently if relationships are more are a priority, like really being intentional about that scheduling to make sure that you are putting that time in for the things that are important and a part of your core values.
Absolutely. And do not forget, y'all, setting boundaries is a huge part of this. Living intentionally means saying no to things that don't align with your values, even if it's hard. It could be declining opportunities or obligations that don't really reflect your core beliefs. That essentially will free up some time for things that actually matter to you. We've talked about this before. I'm like, it is okay to say no, and you do not owe anybody an explanation. You don't need to give this whole little spiel about like, oh, I can't do this because no. No is a complete sentence, and that is it. So the power of no is one of the biggest shifts in working towards being intentional.
Yes. So we've covered making the important choices. So let's talk about the reward of it all. So what does it look like to live a purpose-driven life?
So when your daily actions kind of align with your values, after we've talked about all of these things, you kind of stop feeling like you're going through the motions. You know, you start living with the intention, and that brings a deeper sense of fulfillment. And I think that's when you get to the point where you're just like, okay, like, things are starting to flow. Things feel good. Like, you are waking up and like feeling like you are living and walking in your purpose, and you're fulfilling that.
Yeah, absolutely. And living with purpose then helps you to move from seeking this external validation from others to really just focusing on what's meaningful to you. So you're not chasing these superficial goals because you think that that's the thing that you're supposed to be doing or that's what other people are doing. I also think this is especially important for people who are working in like the content creation space too, where like you're literally, there's some level of validation you have to have from external, but like you cannot live by that. Instead, like you, it's really important to build a life that's authentic and rewarding to you.
And it also makes tough decisions easier because you have that clarity on what truly matters. You start to feel a little bit more empowered and confident, knowing that you're living in a way that resonates with your core beliefs and your values. It's the best feeling knowing that, like, yes, I'm living in my truth, and it feels good.
And what better way to live life but in your truth? If you're aligning with your values, you're not living someone else's life, you're living your life. And don't you want to love your life? You're the only one who gets to live that life. So it's so important that you're creating a path that's entirely your own, which feels more satisfying and more fulfilling in the long run. And I feel like honestly, we could probably go on and on and on and on about this one. But I would say, like, if you guys are interested in us going even deeper, like, I think, like, the prompts you shared, Stephanie, are, like, such a good starting point, but there's probably even more we go. So people, please tell us if you want us to do more. We could totally do a follow-up episode that goes even deeper on this.
Yes, we absolutely will. And speaking of fulfillment and everything that we've talked about, we're going to switch gears and we're going to have a little fun. It's time for What's the Ick?
Yes! Okay, this week's ick is all about things that don't align with our values. Let's talk about when something feels off because it just doesn't match what we stand for, and then it gives us the ick. You want to go first?
Right. Yes, yes. I talked about this a little bit earlier, but when people try to guilt trip you into doing something that does not fit in with values. So that has happened to me where it's like, oh, do you want to do this? I'm like, no, like, I'm good. And then I get questions, a million questions. I said, no, I'm good. Mm. What more do you need? It crosses the boundary. Again, we've talked about boundaries and how setting boundaries are important. So once you've crossed a boundary of mine, and especially if I've been very clear, I just feel so disrespected. And I feel like that cannot be, you know, that's not a friend to me. Somebody who crosses your boundary and tries to make you feel bad, tries to gaslight you about it, I'm like, oh, we're done. That's actually icky behavior and just downright disrespectful. That's just all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I completely agree. Like, there's just like there's so much I can say about that.
I know. Part two of this, we could dive in about how, like, disrespecting boundaries is like,
it's border. It's getting to like the toxic friendship vibes, right? Like, you're trying to guilt trip me into that. Like,
yes,
no, absolutely not.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. I feel like my ick is a little bit more like outing myself a little bit, but I get the ick from myself. It's when I don't prioritize. Do you ever like look at yourself? You're just like,
yeah, I'm like,
what are you doing?
Yeah. I'm like, why did I just give myself the ick? Because it's something that I did. Oh, yeah.
You know what? That's self-reflection. So I'm going to take it. I get the ick with myself when I don't prioritize my time around the things that I care about most. Like, I get to the end of the week and I realize I was like, so busy all week. So busy. And I didn't do the things that were most important to me. Like, whether it was like work on my book or edit the podcast or post that content that I wanted, like, which are usually the things that I really want to do. I'm like, ick, like, what did I do this week? The positive of that, I will say, is usually the next week is like the most productive week of my life, but I'm just like, consistency, what are you doing?
It's like, I didn't get it this week, but next week for sure. And I feel like I'm kind of the same way too. It's like, okay, I'm sitting with myself this week and I'm like, oh, this was not a good week for you. We gotta fix that.
Like, my ideal self would have the ick out of me.
You're like, oh, I cannot disappoint my ideal self anymore. No. Time to fix this.
She's going to run away from me. Like, she's going to get the ick. I can't do it.
Okay, friends, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up with our last drop of tea for the day.
Yes, your values are your guide. Once you know them, align your life, set boundaries, and live intentionally.
Yes, and remember, it's a journey. So start small, stay consistent, and you will feel the change in your life.
Yes. Okay. Be sure to follow us at Sisterhood Tea Party on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And please leave us a review. I feel like we're like begging you guys in every episode, but reviews are so, so, so important for us reaching more and more people. So please go give us a 5-star review. Tell us you love us. We love to hear from you. And we will catch you guys next time for another episode.